Mustangs don't belong in races with thoroughbreds.
You can say anything you want about me. I'm going to have to ask you not to talk about my horse that way.
In the waning days of the Wild West, Frank Hopkins was a dispatch rider, a horseback messenger who carried battle orders and other important papers for the U.S. Army. He and his Mustang named Hidalgo also became famous for winning long-distance endurance races, popular at the turn of the 20th century, so famous that their exploits attract a challenge to compete in the biggest of them all.
Perhaps you have never heard of the great horse race of the Bedouin. It has been held annually for more than 1,000 years. A 3,000-mile race across the Arabian Desert, along the Persian Gulf and Iraq, and across the sands of Syria to Damascus. It is known as the Ocean of Fire.
Transported to another place and culture, this rough-hewn American becomes an object of curiosity, but his horse draws even more attention and derision from the fiercely proud owners and riders of the purebred Arabian horses.
I'm greatly pleased that you've accepted my challenge.
I'm not here to insult anybody, sir. I'm just here to race.
Viggo Mortensen, famous for playing the warrior Aragorn in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, stars as the cowboy Hopkins.
In a lot of places in the United States, and certainly even more places around the world, the image of the cowboy has become for some people a negative one. To be a cowboy, even the word cowboy implies, you know, a stubborn kind of individual whose individualism depends on putting down other people's individualism. And the cowboys that I've met and liked and learned from are not that way. Whatever he's ignorant about, which is a lot, he makes up for that by at least being somewhat curious about it, you know, and with that goes a certain amount of respect. I guess that's the beginning of being respectful and open-minded.
However, the story of Hidalgo as it unfolds in the film has become embroiled in controversy. It uses traditional Hollywood shorthand for some characters that reminds some viewers of age-old negative Middle Eastern stereotypes. And there are suggestions that Frank Hopkins and Hidalgo never competed in an Arabian endurance race, not to mention actually winning. Director Joe Johnston dismisses those allegations as part of a long-standing feud among thoroughbred horse breeders, but the filmmaker admits to using dramatic license to embellish the adventure, and he shies away from the based-on-a-true-story tagline with which the film is being advertised.
It's based on the life of, is what I prefer to say. The facts are that he was a dispatch rider and endurance racer, that he was invited to go to Saudi Arabia to take part in this race, which he did, and ended up winning the race. Those facts are not disputed. We have fictionalized other elements of the story to make it more entertaining, because we never set out to make a documentary about this guy's life.
Your horse is too small. This land is too dangerous. You are gambling with your very life.
The international cast includes Egyptian-born Omar Sharif, who co-stars as the Bedouin sheik, who invites Hopkins and Hidalgo to compete.
My part is, of course, an old Arab prince. I mean, old Arabs is what I do now. Because when you're young and you're box office and you sell tickets, they adjust the parts to fit you, or they take you even if you're not right for them. Like I played a German colonel in a film called The Night of the Generals. I played all sorts of incredible things, having come off my camel in Lawrence of Arabia. I was then thrust into Russian poets and all sorts of characters. But when you get old, it's a question of when you're not a box office star, they take you for the thing that you're right for, that they believe you're right for.
The sheik has a beautiful young daughter named Jazeera, who rebels against the way women are treated in that time and place. London-born newcomer Zuleika Robinson plays Jazeera, and she says her research could not determine the truth of the character's complaints because, as Robinson explains, she could find very little written about the lives of women in the Arabian Peninsula of a century ago.
Jazeera gains her freedom, you know, and even if it's just as simple as being able to remove her veil. They both, I think, Frank Hopkins and Jazeera, they both teach each other so much. He's in denial of who he is. He's, you know, having a hard time. He comes, you know, goes on this great adventure, and discovers who he is. And there's, you know, Jazeera's character who wants to be who she is, but she can't. And so that's where I think they just open each other's eyes a little bit.
Hidalgo is the one who believes in you, but can you believe in yourself?
Hidalgo was shot on location in Morocco, using many of the same locations where David Lean filmed Lawrence of Arabia more than 40 years ago. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.